Welcome in, everyone, to Lively Lewis Stories.
That's right. We're back with even more awesome adventures with Levi and Ivy.
Set your story time meter to fun and get ready to join the Lively Lewis crew.
All you need is your imagination and...
off we go!
I can't wait to see where our story takes us today.
Have you ever wanted to get more Lively Lewis in your life?
Well, we've got you covered.
Grab an adult and zoom over to livelylewisshop.com.
Or just click on the link in our show notes.
Enough about that. Let's get to today's super Lively Lewis story.
It was a cool spring day on the school playground as Levi and Ivy were playing an epic game of tag with a few of their friends. It was a game that had spanned the last few recesses and they were all having a great time playing together. Tag, you're it! Called out Levi as he jumped out from behind the jungle gym and tagged his friend Charlie. Good one, Levi, called back Charlie as he ran after Ivy, who was closest to him. However, the bell rang to end recess before Charlie could tag her, and they all hustled inside so they wouldn't be late for their new special class. It had just started 2 weeks ago, and all the kids were loving it. It was a cooking and baking class where each week they got to make something new and try their tasty treats at home. They didn't know it yet, but this class would be one that they wouldn't forget. Everyone filed into the cafeteria after washing their hands from recess and took their assigned seats at the big lunchroom tables. In front of each of them was a small cardboard box. Inside the box would be all of the ingredients they would need for that week's cooking or baking project. Levi shook the cardboard box, excited to know what they would be creating. Ivy also picked up her cardboard box and tried to peek inside to see the ingredients. "Hey, kiddos, put those down," said their teacher, Miss Moore, as she walked into the cafeteria. "We'll all find out what we're making together in just a few minutes. And I have a feeling this will be everyone's favorite treat of all of them that we make." The kids were so excited and couldn't wait to see what they would be making that would be everyone's favorite. "Maybe cheeseburgers," guessed Charlie. "I love cheeseburgers." "How about strawberry shortcake?" asked Ivy. "That's my favorite dessert." "Maybe we're making giant ice cream sundaes," thought Levi out loud. "That would be some tasty homework for sure." "Well, it's none of those things, although they all sound delicious," giggled Mrs. Moore. "I won't keep you waiting any longer. You can all open your cardboard boxes and see the ingredients we will be working with." When the kids did, a huge gasp filled the room. Then cheering and excitement. That was because inside each of their cardboard boxes was the ingredients to make their own candy bars. There were even blank paper sleeves for each of them to design their own candy wrapper. "This is amazing," exclaimed Levi. "Best class ever," called out Ivy. "I have so many ideas for what I want my candy bar to have in it." "I'm so glad that everyone is so excited, but please settle down so we can get started," said Miss Moore. "I'd like to introduce our special guest for this class. This is Cameron, and she's a candy maker right here in town." "Hello, everyone," said Cameron. "I'm really happy to be here today and teach you all how to make candy bars. I can't wait to see what you all create." "Candy making is so much fun because you get to be super creative and the end result is always something delicious." The class started and Levi, Charlie, and Ivy were busy trying out different flavor combinations for their candy bars. Each student would be making two candy bars and they would be pretty big. It was then that a few other kids hopped over into their group with a mischievous idea. "Hey, would you all like to be a part of a super fun challenge?" asked Gavin, who was in their class. Levi and Ivy knew Gavin because he lived in their neighborhood. Charlie and Gavin played on the same soccer team, so they knew each other pretty well too. Everyone in the class loved challenges, especially ones that Mrs. Moore ran in class. They always had great prizes for the winners, like no homework passes or extra recess minutes. "What's the challenge all about?" asked Ivy. "Is Miss Moore running it? I could use some more extra recess minutes." "Nope, this challenge is being run by Cindy and I," answered Gavin with a smirk as he nudged his friend Cindy, who was standing next to him. "Mrs. Moore doesn't know anything about it, but it's going to be super fun and super tasty," added Cindy. Levi, Ivy, and Charlie were interested and asked Gavin and Cindy to tell them what it was all about. They told the group that it was a candy challenge, one that would let you eat tons of candy as you tried each other's candy bars until you couldn't eat anymore. The person that ate the most pieces of candy would be the winner and would be crowned the candy champ. "Oh man, that sounds tasty, but it also sounds like it would give me a big tummy ache," said Charlie. Yeah, my parents would never let me eat that much candy, said Levi. Sorry, but I guess we're out. Yep, I'm out too, said Ivy. And also, I don't think Miss Moore would like us eating that much candy in school. You're out? Really? I thought you were cool, started Gavin. Come on, it'll be a lot of fun. And how can you pass up on all-you-can-eat candy challenge? Well, when you put it that way, Charlie had second thoughts and whispered to Levi and Ivy. Maybe I could try out the challenge, he said, not sounding too confident. Charlie, you don't have to do it if you don't want to, said Levi reassuringly. It's your choice, and Gabby and Cindy should respect that. Yeah, I know, answered Charlie. But Gavin's a friend, and I don't want to disappoint him. And maybe it'll be fun. But what about your stomach? Asked Ivy. All that candy will definitely give you a tummy ache. Maybe. I guess we'll find out, said Charlie. And what if I win? Gavin and Cindy will think I'm really cool. That's not a good reason to do something you're unsure of, said Levi to Charlie. Charlie just shrugged his shoulders and walked off with Gavin and Cindy. The three of them started working together and creating their candy bars, while Levi and Ivy continued on their own. By the end of class, they each had two pretty big candy bars sitting on the lunch table in front of them. You all did a great job today, said Miss Moore. Let's all thank Cameron for teaching us how to make these tasty treats. Thank you, Cameron, said the class together. Now I'm trusting all of you not to eat your candy bars until you get home, said Miss Moore. I have already emailed all your parents letting them know about the class today and that you'll be coming home with two candy bars today. Gavin, Cindy, and Charlie looked at each other. Gavin and Cindy smiled, but Charlie looked a little nervous. What would he say when his parents asked to see his two candy bars? But he'd already eaten them during the candy challenge. He wasn't feeling good about his decision at this point, but when Gavin asked if Charlie could meet him and Cindy at the jungle gym after school for the challenge, he said okay. Hey friends, do you think Charlie's making a good choice or a bad choice? Let's find out. Levi and Ivy saw that Charlie was feeling nervous and told him again that he had the right to back out of the challenge if he wanted to. If you don't want to do this, Charlie, just show yourself a little respect and tell Gavin and Cindy no, said Levi to Charlie. It's always your decision, added Ivy. Thanks, said Charlie as he looked over at Gavin and Cindy. School was done for the day, and at that point, Charlie went to gather up his things to head out. He had decided to meet up with Gavin and Cindy because he didn't want to disappoint them, but what he was doing instead was disappointing himself. Levi and Ivy didn't head home right after school, but instead decided to stay and see what Charlie was going to do. They watched from the other side of the playground as he walked over to the jungle gym and met up with Gavin and Cindy. They were each holding their little cardboard boxes, which inside held their two candy bars. Glad you made it, Charlie, said Gavin. Yeah, it's really cool that you wanted to do the candy challenge with us, said Cindy. About that, Charlie started. I came over to actually say I didn't want to do it after all. I think eating so much candy would make me feel sick, and my parents would be disappointed too. I can't believe what I'm hearing, said Gavin. It's going to be so much fun. Come on, just try a few pieces. Yeah, just a few pieces, added Cindy as they both took out one of their candy bars. Once again, feeling like he didn't want to disappoint his friends, Charlie took out one of the candy bars he made and opened it up. Okay, great. Let the candy challenge begin, said Gavin. Everyone break off one square of their candy bar, then pass the rest of the candy bar to the person next to you. They each ate a piece of their candy bar and really enjoyed it. Then they were supposed to eat a square of candy from the candy bar that was passed to them. Then they did that and they passed the candy bar again. Little by little, they ate the candy bars. But when it was time to eat the fourth square, Charlie felt his tummy rumble. Was it all that candy? Was it his nerves thinking of what he would tell his parents when they asked to see the candy he created in school? Or was it a combination of both? Whatever it was enough to make him finally stick to the decision he had originally made. I'm sorry, Gavin and Cindy, said Charlie before he ate the fourth candy square. I can't do this. I know I shouldn't eat this much candy, and I know my parents will be mad. I don't want to disappoint them. I also want to respect myself. And I want you to respect me too and be okay with me dropping out of the challenge. Gavin and Cindy just looked at Charlie and shook their heads. Okay, said Gavin as he continued to gobble down squares of candy with Cindy. I'm going to be the candy champ. No way, said Cindy as she opened up her second candy bar. I am. Charlie walked away with his head held high, happy that he made the decision he wanted to make. not the decision he thought someone else wanted him to make. And since it was the right decision for him, that was all that mattered. As he crossed the playground, Levi and Ivy popped out and told him how proud they were of him. "That was great how you stood up for yourself," said Ivy. "Good for you," said Levi. "You should never do something just because other people are doing it. How about we work off a little of the candy you ate and finish up our game of tag from earlier?" suggested Ivy. "Sounds good to me," said Charlie. "I'm really lucky to have friends like you who respect me and the decisions I make. And tag, you're it, Ivy." The three friends ran around the playground playing tag and having a great time. That day after school, Charlie explained to his parents why one of his candy bars was almost all gone. They were happy that he was honest with them and happy that he finally made and stuck with the right decision for him concerning the candy challenge at school. Charlie, Levi, and Ivy walked to school the next day and noticed that Gavin and Cindy were absent. After school, Levi and Ivy passed by Gavin's house on their way home and noticed him sitting on his porch. "Hi, Gavin," Levi called out. "We missed you at school today. Were you sick?" "I guess you could say that," replied Gavin, rubbing his tummy. "Cindy and I ate so much candy in such a short amount of time yesterday that we got big tummy aches and had to stay home because we weren't feeling well." "Charlie was right after all. We should have listened to him. Cindy and I are going to tell him we're sorry for the way we acted when we see him at school tomorrow." "He'll really appreciate that," said Ivy. "I'm sorry you and Cindy had bad tummy aches, but I'm happy that at the end of it all, you learned an important lesson. Respect others and the decisions they make, because you'd want someone to do the same for you." Thanks for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the story and learned a little something too.
And since we know everyone has their own story, we'd love to hear yours.
If you have an idea for a Lively Lewis story, leave a comment on our Apple Podcast review page with 5 stars, your idea, and your little one's name.
Then maybe our next adventure
will be with you.
Until our next Storytime Hangout.
Thanks for listening.
We can't wait to share another fun Lively Lewis story with you.